unfortunately. Hi, I'm from Chanara. I have any rice and chicken? Oh, friends, can you play me Mother Money by Kalina Kandalama? Sawajuan Emisepela Hinandi. Shout out to you. Hi, I'm Aaron Kwastumbeko. Kind of play me a song done by Blood Kid in the KSP. Spice your life more. And I can't even sing it for you right now. But anyway, that's for Pambale right here on the Zep Checkdown. But don't worry, I still got you. You can come here with your playlist and what song you want me to play for you. And later on, we'll be voting for the song that you want to see on the countdown tomorrow on the Zep Checkdown. So keep on coming through on 0979-192-485. And now let's check out the news to keep you best informed with the kind of fans.
Zep Checkdown, the best local show in the nation.
Representing to the foreigners, full on say this is Ishan the Dancer Daddy. And you're listening to Power FM, 100% Zed and Alpha. It's all day.
Power. We play
Partisan governance and alignment with the national development agenda. The ADEA unveils $500,000 solar projects to power refugee communities in Kaoma. Russia port city attacked as fire at oil facility on Black Sea impacts residents. In international news and in sports news, Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania intensified preparations for historic joint AFCON 2027 hosting.
FM News.
At Front Tanzania News every day, I'm Chris Mundy. Citizens First leader Harry Kalawa has outlined a governance approach centered on national unity, institutional integrity, and reduced political interference in state operations. Speaking during a recent political podcast, the opposition leader emphasized that his party's industrialization agenda would be aligned with Zambia's 8th National Development Plan, arguing that national development should transcend party manifestos to ensure continuity and inclusivity. Mr. Kalawa stated that political agendas must be subordinate to broader national priorities in order to safeguard the interests of all Zambian citizens, regardless of political affiliation. He noted that aligning party policies with existing national frameworks would help ensure that development benefits are distributed equitably across the country. A key pillar of his vision is the depoliticization of the civil service. Mr. Kalawa stressed that public institutions must operate independently of political influence to civil servants serving the state rather than any political party. He proposed strict measures to enforce professionalism within the public sector, including prohibiting civil servants from engaging in active political activities or displaying partisan allegiance. According to Mr. Kalawa, the primary responsibility of public workers such as police officers, healthcare professionals and other government officials should be to the nation and citizens. The Citizens First leader said such reforms would strengthen governance systems, promote stability and support sustainable development, particularly during periods of political transition. Mr. Kalawa maintained that insulating state institutions from partisan control would foster public trust and enhance service delivery, ultimately contributing to national cohesion and long-standing progress.
Our industrialization agenda, as Citizens First, must fit in the 8th National Development Plan. Because a country also has a manifesto. Our manifesto as Citizens First must fit in the country's agenda. It is because there are people who did not vote for Harry Kalawa and the Citizens First to ascend to power, who should not be disadvantaged because of our partisan manifesto. They are people who should continue benefiting from the resources of the country because there's a national agenda beyond partisan interests. So when you see a police officer must represent the country, not a political party. When you see a doctor, they must represent the country, not a political party. By the very nature of the civil service, the civil servants are non-partisan. And what I came to learn about being non-partisan is that they should not vote for the party of their choice. They should not show affiliation or active participation in politics when they are serving as civil servants.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia Executive President Victor Muyomba has urged public service employees, particularly those in the education sector, to begin preparing early for retirement despite ongoing pension reforms aimed at improving benefits. The NUPES leader said while the proposed changes to Zambia's pension system are progressive, workers approaching retirement age may still face financial challenges due to limited lump sum payouts. Speaking following recent engagements with government officials, Muyomba provided an update on three key pension reform bills currently under review, the NAPSA bill, PSPF bill, and the LASS bill. He noted that the Ministry of Justice is finalizing the draft legislation before submission to Cabinet and eventual presentation in Parliament by the Minister of Labor. Mr. Muyomba explained that the proposed laws introduce new provisions allowing partial access to pension funds before retirement. These include an additional 10% withdrawal option for contributors who have already accessed an initial 20% and a 30% lump sum withdrawal for those who have not previously withdrawn any funds. He clarified that these benefits will only take effect once the bills are enacted into law, adding that the additional 10% withdrawal for members of the National Pension Scheme Authority would become immediately available upon passage of the legislation. Despite these anticipated improvements, Mr. Mumbai emphasized the importance of long-term financial planning. He advised workers not to rely solely on the reforms, warning that those nearing retirement may not fully benefit from the new system. He said proactive planning, including savings and investments, remains essential to ensuring financial stability after retirement, especially during the transition period as the new pension framework is implemented.